This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right about this time of year, Wisconsin's monarch butterflies are in central Mexico's mountain forests. That's their winter habitat, where they rest and reproduce before they make their way back to the state in the spring. But even though they're down south for the next few months, our next guest says we can prepare for their return trip right now. Caitlin Williamson is the Director of Conservation Programs at the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. She also does communications and outreach for the Wisconsin Monarch Collaborative. That's this new statewide coalition focused on restoring the state's monarch population. Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we'll get into the why and the importance of restoring habitat. I'm having a hard time getting my head around that we can do stuff outside in the winter. What kind of things could we be doing right now to help out monarchs?
Well, it's a great time, actually. So in Wisconsin, native milkweed and other native plant seeds actually require a prolonged period of cold before they germinate and grow. So kind of these late fall months before we get a big snowfall is a great time to do it. Either planting some of those native plant seeds directly onto the soil right now, if you don't have a huge snowfall in your area of the state, or even with an inch or two of snow is a great time so that the plants are able to properly germinate and then grow.
I had no idea you could plant these in the winter. And can you go out and buy these milkweed seeds?
Absolutely. And our new website for the Monarch Collaborative, wimonarchs.org, has a whole list of resources, including local native plant nurseries where you can find milkweed and other native plants to buy.
I've got a lot of milkweed in my yard, and I got to say, I'm not like a botanical genius. There were some growing, and I just, made sure I didn't pull them out, and now they're spreading, and that's great. These are plants that are, once they get going, they're pretty easy to maintain, right?
That is true. Yeah, native plants tend to be like that. They don't require a lot of maintenance, and, luckily for all the wildlife and monarchs and other pollinators that benefit, they spread pretty quickly.
And in addition to planting, we can also do some planning, right? In addition to the milkweed, what else? That's what they need for their caterpillars. What other stuff can we plant to help in terms of nectar for the grown-ups?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, Rob, the monarch larvae require milkweed, so it's their host plant. But adult monarchs require a whole slew of native nectar plants to really feed. And so any kind of native plants that you can buy, especially the nectaring ones like we're talking about, are really great. The website that we have, wimonarchs.org, has a list of resources, including even a top 12 species list for folks who kind of want a primer on some of the top species that would attract monarchs. Those include plants like goldenrods, black-eyed Susans, coneflowers, blazing stars. There's a whole list. And it really, the focus is on having those native plants because they just do a world of good for monarchs and other pollinators.
Now, we've talked about the Monarch Collaborative a little bit, and one key point that people were making is we're talking to you, even if you don't have vast tracts of farm and forest land, you can make a difference with just a little patch, right?
That is true. I think that's one of the most unique or special things about this conservation initiative with the Monarch is that really everyone can make a difference. It's really all hands on deck approach. Whether you have you're in Madison or Milwaukee and have a small urban backyard, or you have a back 40 or working lands, any stems of milkweed and native plants that you can plant will really make a difference.
Let's spend a couple minutes on why now. Talk about the state of the monarch butterfly migration and habitat available for them.
Sure. So the monarch population has experienced a really rapid and significant decline. So the populations have declined by nearly 90% in just a couple of decades. It's been really quite bad for the monarchs, and the leading cause of that is the loss of their habitat, so that native milkweed and other native plants that they really utilize. And so right now, the Fish and Wildlife Service is actually considering whether or not to list the monarch as a federally protected species under the Endangered Species Act. That decision is expected to come in June of next year. But regardless of that, folks here in Wisconsin and across the U.S. are really wanting to make a difference and help reverse that trend because, of course, monarchs are so well recognized. Most people have seen monarchs, in their own backyard and want that experience for their kids and into the future. And what's great about monarchs, too, is that when you plant milkweed or other native plants, you're benefiting not just the monarch, but tons of other pollinators and insect species, bird species even. So it's just a really great kind of all-around great conservation project across the state.
And you've got some resources via the Monarch Collaborative. Where can people find that, and what kind of things can they find online, for example?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the Wisconsin Monarch Collaborative website just launched last week. That website is wimonarchs.org. And the collaborative is a group of more than 40 different organizations who've come together across Wisconsin, federal and state agencies, nonprofit organizations, businesses, organizations who really just want to come together and make a difference. And our goal with the website was really just to kind of synthesize all the resources available that are out there for monarchs and making it kind of Wisconsin-specific. And so we have specific Create Habitat section on the website, which has specific guidelines for agricultural lands, for urban spaces, private and protected lands, rights of way like highway corridors, all sorts of different kind of sector-specific resources. So there's a lot if you want to get started and creating habitat for monarchs. We also have a pledge you can take to show your support for monarch conservation in Wisconsin and a way to donate to support Wisconsin monarch conservation efforts as well.
And that URL again before we let you go, Caitlin?
WIMonarchs.org.
WIMonarchs.org. Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Caitlin Williamson with the Wisconsin Monarch Collaborative with us to talk about ways we can start adding back habitat for monarch butterflies right now, even in the winter, before they head back to the state this spring.